with West Ham, I think they're pretty solid. They've got a good amount of money. They're going to move into the Olympic Stadium. They've got the squad. I don't see them being troubled for relegation this season.
I can't remember who they brought. They brought someone reasonably good as well. Like, they've actually strengthened the squad. They've got proper talent coming. There was an article, I think it might have even been on SoccerNet, which was going on about how the Premier League obviously is now actually quite a strong league. Because there are people who might have once gone to play in a Italian club or a French club or a Spanish club or the mid-table now are going to the West Hams, which, or to the Swanseas or that such, where they're, you know, and it's, they've got a reasonable level of talent spread out across the whole Premier League. I mean, even I think Watford and Bournemouth have brought reasonably well, which...
we'll get to them as the new boys. But yes, West Ham, it's their last season at Upton Park, so hopefully they have a good season for their fans. Probably top 10, maybe even a good cup run. That's well within their reach. Next are the lower table, probably not going to be relegated. Your Newcastles and your
Stoke
and your Leicester City.
I think Leicester City will be in that sort of relegation area.
You think, well, Leicester City had a great escape last season, and you're always stronger, I feel, in your second Premiership season than your first. If you manage to survive, that gives you a big boost, which is why I'm hopeful for Leicester. I am less hopeful for Aston Villa, having sold Fabian Delph and Christian Benteke.
Big shoes to fill, man.
And also, we know there's trouble in paradise for, well, not really, probably in Birmingham, really, for Aston Villa, because their owners are desperate to sell the club, which is a pity, because I think Aston Villa is a good investment for any wannabe billionaire who wants to join the rich man football game. They've won a European trophy. Well, they've won the European Cup, which is something Arsenal's never done. And they've won several championships. They've got a lot of history, and they're the biggest club in Britain's second biggest city.
Yeah.
A bit of investment, they could be a major club. But yeah, I feel like they're going to struggle. They're going to be in that relegation battle. Newcastle is always difficult to predict. You don't know which Newcastle will show up. Newcastle's the sort of team that'll thrash teams like Chelsea, City, but easily, and then lose miserably to teams like Stoke and... Aston Villa. You cannot predict what's going to happen with
And I also feel that, and I said this last year as well, that they tend to do well for the first half. They get themselves in a position that's reasonably comfortable, and then they really...
Is that a Newcastle thing or an Alan Pardew thing? Because I feel like Alan Pardew believes in his hype a bit, and then gets a bit overconfident, and then everything goes to custard. But we'll figure that out, obviously, I guess, towards the end of the season. But yeah, those guys are definitely in trouble for relegation. Apart from Stoke, I think Stoke are pretty safe.
They seem to have a reasonable team.
They'll probably finish comfortably mid-table, maybe even top 10 this season.
At least you have Stoke. You look at them and they've got a good team. They do it all well. Every year they seem to go fine, but I'm always a little worried about them. I always feel that they're a couple of injuries, a bit of bad form, a bit of bad run away from just losing it completely. That said, they're a good team, and they've got good heart, and they've got good teamwork, and they do everything well together. So that shouldn't really happen to them. It's just the way I feel about them.
The new boys, AFC Bournemouth, sensational season in the Championship. We know the Premiership's a different game, but they've not been in this level for years and years.
Well, it's the first time really at the top flight, but
yeah.
Which is quite impressive, really.
Yeah, and so they're going to have a tremendous season, whether they get relegated or not. I think they will not get relegated.
Really? I think it's probably one of the more likely ones out of the three.
They're actually quite well-funded.
And they've brought reasonably well.
Reasonably well. If they're careful and if they can avoid injuries, I think Bournemouth could be the team that stays up. I am not so hopeful about Watford. Are perennial one-season teams. Absolutely nothing wrong with Watford, the club. They've got a long history, and they've even done quite well in the Premiership for a game or two. But I don't see Watford staying up. I feel like they will be relegated. Norwich could stay up. They've got Premiership history. They've only spent one season in the Championship and came straight back up because it just shows that they're re really well organized. The finances and the backing behind the club is there. I feel like Bournemouth and Norwich will both manage to stay up, and I feel like Aston Villa are the team that may get relegated this season. My other team, which I think will get relegated, is probably after many years, and we actually forgot to review them, is Sunderland. Now I know they've done the Great Escape many, many times, and they've really experienced at this, but I think their luck's run out.
I think their luck's run out as well. I don't. They don't. What we were saying before that there seems to be good influx of talent. All the teams are buying well. They're actually one of the teams I don't think have done it all well in the transfer market this time around. I can't think of anybody major who's even or even minor that's moved there. I think you're right. I think this is the year they finally go down. I'm thinking the other two will be Watford and Bournemouth with them.
I
With
feel
Norwich and only one staying up from there, and Aston Villa to manage to find their
well,
way to stay up for
I'm
another
pretty
season.
sure Watford and Sunderland will go down, and I'm reasonably confident Aston Villa's luck has run out as well. So those will be my three picks for relegation. Okay, you're obviously picking Chelsea for the championship
Two
winning.
beat, two beat. Yes,
Who are
Chelsea
you
will
picking for
win.
second?
I'm actually going to go for Arsenal for second.
Arsenal for
I think
second,
they're going to
City third or United third?
City third, United
Fourth. Okay,
they stuck standard.
I will predict a Manchester top two with City finishing first, and I think United might, because my heart says to pick them, go f get finish second. And
It's a sad day for a United fan when you put yourself second behind City. I mean, really.
it'll be a repeat of the 1968 season when we won the European trophy, which is what's going to happen, you
All
see.
right. Yeah,
And the third place is going to be Chelsea quite easily, and I feel Arsenal will be fourth. I have no evidence to back any of what I'm saying, and
needs
really.
evidence. I mean, really.
But I just feel that that's what's going to happen. But yeah, before we go, let's just have a look at that first week's games because I have fronted up my $200 and gotten my Premiership pass.
I haven't yet, but I will do before the season starts. So
All right, opening games. United Spurs at Old Trafford.
that's probably a very good start for both teams. It's gonna one of the two teams is gonna get off to a good start. I actually think United probably will have this one. Spurs will be full of energy,
I think
look good,
United
but
about 2-1.
yeah, 2-1. That's probably a fair indication. I think Spurs will have a goal in them, but I think United being at home, wanting to shake off some demons of previous years, will actually get up and score some
Excuse
goals.
me. Now, second one, AFC Bournemouth versus Aston Villa at Bournemouth.
I think this is the one where it's decided whether you're right or I'm right about whether Bournemouth stays up or not. If they can beat Aston Villa at home, which you say is the other club that's looking very shaky.
Well, this is at Bournemouth's home,
Yeah.
so
So I mean, it's the one where
they need
they
to
just
start.
show that this is starting on the right foot. This is showing that yes, they've got a team that's going to do well, that they're going to carry on their form from last year, where they won the championship. They've got the players, they've got a good squad, they've strengthened it quite well. Nobody's really going to know how they play. I mean, they'll be able to look at tapes and anything, but till they play it, and say so Aston Villa's just looking a bit shaky. They've got rid of two really good players.
So predicted result, I reckon about 2-0 to Bournemouth.
I really want to pick Bournemouth, but I get the feeling Aston Villa is going to just get there 1-0.
1-0? Okay. Everton Watford. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say 3-1 Everton. Pretty easily.
Yeah, I think.
Starting at Goodison, easy
I
game
think.
to ease into the season.
I think so too. I think maybe three might. I would go for two just to be a bit more on the conservative side. But I think that it'll be an easy game for Everton. I don't see them really stumbling. I think it's a good chance for them to get into the season, to get everything warmed up, make sure, you know, shake the cobwebs off and you know, mm-hmm. enjoy themselves a little bit.
Leicester Sunderland.
Once again, this is like the Bournemouth-Aston Villa game. This is a bit where Leicester City at home can show that, yes, they are a Premiership side. Yes, they're going to stay here. And as we said, Sunderland, I don't think, are going to look very well this year. So this is a chance for City to actually say, look, we're not mm-hmm. bottom of the table. We are here. We are Premiership material.
Mm.
And I think they actually do have the side to do it against Sunderland. I think that there should be a good win there for Leicester.
You reckon 2-0?
2-0, I think a good 2.
I feel like this game's going to be a scrappy game, but also a messy game. Both sides are not going to give too much away, but both sides are going to be pretty shabby in defense because they're going to be weak, going to be a bit rusty. I'm going to pick 1-1 in that this game. A draw is my prediction. Our next game, Norwich Crystal Palace.
Actually, this game looks pretty good. I think it's going to be quite a tight game.
Mm-hmm.
Norwich has got a good squad. Crystal Palace has got a good squad. I don't actually see much between them. This one would be the one where I'd pick a draw, and I might even pick a nil or draw. I don't think either side's going to be particular attacking. They're both going to... it's going to be a bit of a tentative game, I think.
Okay, nil all. I agree with the draw, but I think both sides are not going to be that defensively strong. I'll pick a 1-1 draw in that game. Chelsea-Swansea.
Well, we're just going to run over them for... actually, I think this will be a good game.
I think it's actually a hard game. Swansea traditionally play pretty good in that opening game. They've had United to play in their last two seasons. So
yeah.
They lost 4.
I think if it was at Swansea, I would be a bit more worried. But at home, Chelsea, it's not somewhere...
It's very difficult to see Swansea beat Chelsea at the Bridge. But I predict a close game just because I think maybe Chelsea will be slightly rusty, not because they're...
Because past seasons have totally shown that we're rusty first game up.
Yeah, and I think Swansea always start off a bit strong, so I think I'm going to go a bit out there. I'm going to say 3-2. A thriller.
I would be very similar. I think 3-1. I think Swansea will... I think you're right. Swansea will score, and they might even score first.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Chelsea will just have too much there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got a good squad. It's the same squad as pretty much as last year.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of additions here and there. It's going to be interesting to see, because I think it will be Falcao that will start, because Costa will be injured. So he's still got his hamstring issue, mm-hmm. which is going to be a fun season for Chelsea having a... So it's going to be Falcao to show that he's going to have some form. He's been a bit of out of sorts.
Well, he's had a bad run with injuries, or a bad kind of injury as well. But his old mate, Diego Costa, is at Chelsea with him. So if anyone can bring him back to form, it's him.
Well, the two of those, really, the issue is going to be them staying fit. And Lloric Remy may get quite a lot of chances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just on the grounds that the other two will, whilst they'll be automatic picks if they're fit, they might be injured every four hours. So.
Well, that's our predictions for the season and the first week. We look forward to seeing you here next time, and well, thank you very much for joining us.
See you next time.